They devoted themselves to the teaching of the apostles and to the communal life, to the breaking of bread and to the prayers. They had all things in common. Every day they devoted themselves to meeting together in the temple area. They ate their meals with exultation and sincerity of heart, praising God. The Acts of the Apostles tells of a remarkably vibrant community born out of Jesus' resurrection. I got a snapshot of something of the same at our celebrations last week. After Mass on our warm and sunny Easter Sunday, parishioners left Mass and danced to mariachi and hip-hop, courtesy of DJs Isaac and Roman. People took loads of time to stop and talk. There was laughter as they took loads of Easter selfies and smiles as they downed loads of Easter sugar. There were Easter baskets for every kid, except 5, because we ran out. And moving through the crowd as usual was Frankie, the best hospitality minister any parish could hope for, high-fiving the world. As I took it all in, it occurred to me at a certain point that all the joy and festivity was being expressed and experienced in most cases by people with complicated lives, some with physical or emotional distress, or a family or relationship challenge, some with deep and long-suffered wounds. But on a sunny Easter day, we danced and laughed and high-fived. Today's gospel is a story about Thomas coming to believe in the resurrection. He learned in a rather dramatic way that woundedness and resurrection can coexist. Christ's wounds did not. Our wounds do not end in death. In chapters to come of the Acts of the Apostles, we'll begin to see the wheels start to come off their happy little wagon. Nevertheless, some 2,000 years later, we're still breaking bread and saying prayers and witnessing in Easter joy and festivity that goodness is stronger than evil, that light is stronger than darkness, that life is stronger than death. Though we bear any variety of wounds, we sing Alleluia and high five. How have we held on to that divine mercy of mercies? How have we come to believe without seeing? By devoting ourselves to the teaching of the apostles and to the communal life, to the breaking of bread and to the prayers.